Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You but guys with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Sean, Karen, how you guys
What's
doing?
What's up, Matthew? We're good. We're just chilling over here talking about big grown-up stuff like the value of the dollar and inflation and whatever. How about you?
That's some grown stuff right there.
Yeah, we're just being grown.
Chugga 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 choo choo. That's my traveling song, man. We're about to pack up.
Oh, it's a song. Oh, we didn't know that.
You definitely need to be grown if you're talking about traveling overseas.
Choo choo. Hey, by the way, I just became a U.S. citizen, and I'm flexing my U.S. currency everywhere I go now.
Wow. U.S. dollar. Congrats.
Congratulations. Welcome to us.
You made it.
Yeah, you made it. Yeah, proudest accomplishment of your life, I assume.
I'm still a proud Canadian, but yes, I do now have a U.S. passport.
So to get the train back on the tracks, today's show, let's give a little background on the U.S. dollar, which is gaining in value relative to the pound, the yen, and the euro. Did you know that, Sean?
I did, Matt. Come on, you know, I keep up with this stuff. I know that, you know, when I was on my European travels over the summer, when I was in Greece and I went to Portugal, then I was in Spain, then I took a private plane over to Morocco. But, you know, who's counting? Yeah, I realized that, wow, the U.S. dollar is actually on par with the euro dollar right now. But to my surprise, when I got to London and I went, you know, on my little shopping spree, I realized even to the pound, we even got stronger because used to be, I remember back in the days where one U.S. dollar was only worth like 50 cents to a pound. Now a U.S. dollar is only gain like 15%, where I can get, you know, it cost me like $1.11 for a British pound. And that, I mean, I was able to go eat at a fine restaurant. And I spent like $100.
First of all, quit bragging, Sean. We heard you. And second of all, you're right. Travel experts say this is the best time in 25 years to travel internationally. So basically the best time in my lifetime. My short lifetime.
Oh my God.
To travel. I'm just new to the world and I'm so excited that I can travel now because the dollar is so big. Why is the dollar so strong, Sean?
Well, the strength of the US dollar is being fueled by the Fed's interest rate increases. So meaning that the Fed increasing interest rates has encouraged foreign investors to come and dump their money into the United States. And so we've been always a safe place to invest. And now that you're going to get a little higher return on your money, it's encouraging people to, hey, come bring their money into the U.S. And that's causing our dollar to rise in value because there's a demand for it.
Inflation in the U.S. is still very high. And that means that the Fed has no choice but to continue to raise interest rates, resulting in even a stronger U.S. dollar.
And thirdly, tough economic conditions in other countries, for example, the war in Ukraine, the shortened energy supplies from Russia, those conditions in other countries have allowed the U.S. dollar to hold strong against other currencies. So because of those tough economic conditions, the value of the euro has fallen relative to the dollar.
Right. It's sad, but, you know, I always say in any economic condition, good or bad, there's always some kind of opportunity there. And because of the war on Ukraine and Russia trying to say that they're not going to, you know, allow certain fuel energies to be sold throughout Europe, it's causing the US, those currencies to deflate while the US dollar is actually holding strong because, because like I was saying earlier, people reinvesting in the US market and the Fed's giving us more interest, higher interest rates to curtail inflation.
So So how do you actually take advantage of that?
We get on those, we go to Czechoslovakia and go on those yachts, Karen. We spend some US dollars. You come
that's
in,
how you save
we
money.
We bottle up, we ball out. We go on that vacation that we always been dreaming of going on, Karen. And I'm going to put you in business class. You don't have to sit in coach anymore while I'm in the front. Ooh. You can come up there with me.
Okay. First of all, that sounds amazing. Second of all, okay, so spend money. If you're going to spend money, now's the time on foreign stuff. Gotcha. What about airfare? Has airfare also dropped?
Well, the crazy thing is, it goes back to simple economics again, Karen, like supply and demand. I mean, I've traveled the last few months, and I haven't seen one available seat on any flight. So there is a huge demand for flights right now and limited supply because actually the pilots and staffing has always been shortage in the airlines. So that's causing the price of airlines to stay steadily high and increasingly high. So you may not save on, you will not save probably on the airfare, but you can hopefully make up for it when you hit the ground running.
So what do you do? What's good advice to book a flight?
Well, you know, I did American Express Platinum Card had a great deal where you spend a couple thousand dollars, you get 100,000 miles. So I think there's a lot of great opportunities with credit cards, offer some great deals and great miles. You can do, you can look into that to help curtail some of the travel expenses.
Mm-hmm. So use miles, maybe book early because
book early, exactly.
The closer to the date, I have to fly in November, and I am so scared because I have not even booked a flight yet, and I know that every day that I wait, I'm just going to pay more.
Well, Big Daddy will take you, Karen. I got you. Where are we going?
Oh, my God. New Orleans. Let's talk later. Okay. Oh, my God. Mr. Moneybags over here.
No, but you can. The earlier you book, like Karen said, is the better. And a great thing now, take advantage of the fact that, you know, I've done so many change airfares, change my flights, and you're not really, they're not really charging you anything to change your flight. So you can book early even if you don't know the hard date, hold the date, and then if it gets closer to the time you need to change the date, you just call the airline and, you know, for the most part, just change the date.
And when you were traveling, you probably just used your bank or credit card because that would have given you a better rate on the transaction than going through a whole exchange process.
Yeah, those little exchange booths are not going to do better than using your credit card or bank card. So you want to kind of use plastic as much as you can and pay in local currency versus like going to those money exchange places. I mean, to me, I try to keep it when I travel, I really try to use as little cash as possible and pay, put everything through my card. A lot of credit cards offer great exchange rates when you travel abroad and no fees.
And, you know, on that note, we are going to take a little commercial break so that we can get our airline miles up. And love we're going to be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Black Guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Matt's on the phone, so we're going to outro you with me. In conclusion, the dollar is big, and that means big discounts for Americans traveling overseas. Don't forget to use your credit cards. Don't bother even exchanging. Exchange rates are not going to be friendly to you in the booth. Just use your credit card, book your flights early, and get out of here. And remember, this can all change within the next few months. Currencies, all these things fluctuate. So the time to go travel, if you want to travel, is right now. Sean, what do you think?
I am agreeing with you, Karen. As much as I like to, I am the saver, the budgeter. I also believe there's a balance and life is short and you should enjoy it. And as I get older, I'm trying to explore as much of this planet as I can. So like I said, this is the first time in 25 years. The dollar has been so favorable against so many currencies. So I 100% agree, you know, take advantage of it, but just budget and plan accordingly and go out and see the world at a discount right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
And on that note, I'm Karen Margolis. I'm 1/3 of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm on social media, Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis. And as I always say, it doesn't matter what you did. It only matters what you do next, and I'm out.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And as I say, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. And I'm out, and see you later, good people. Have a good one, and we all miss you, and we're glad to be back on podcast land.
Ooh, sorry, guys. I had to take a quick call. My bad. I apologize, but, you know, real life stepped in. But anyway, like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you're going to be traveling overseas, get those discounts, people. So for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.